Oh, well, now it's playing this thing.
That.
Thanks to Legend. Legend sent that to me.
Hold me now.
I need to send you the rest.
Stay with me.
He's trying to tell me something.
Who's that?
You are, you fucking queer.
Come on, let's spoon.
Meow.
I think I would let like a sweaty legend down in Florida.
You think that fur hat keeps you warm?
Well, I'm always hot. I'm fat and drunk all the time, so I don't get cold.
But warm in Florida, or not Florida, but Colorado here. Very snowy. In fact, it was sunshine and snow at one time.
Yeah.
It's afternoon around like 11 o'clock, so.
That means it was blown there from a flower high altitude.
Did you notice Patch didn't call in tonight? That's kind of weird.
Didn't hear him.
He's dead.
I don't think I banned him, but maybe I did.
No, I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, but I block him on Skype sometimes.
Oh. Well, yeah, you get Trump dialed too.
That was the Britain boy. The other day.
I'm old and irritable.
Go out and yell at kids to get off your lawn. I do.
Well, as far as I know, I believe this is the first man-only phone show in a while.
Chelsea, what do you think about Chelsea. The man-only?
Hey!
Hi!
Hola!
Well, take it away.
Yay!
She just now called in, though, so you still win.
Hey, Chelsea.
What?
Chelsea, you just broke a fucking blind guy's heart.
Oh, how did I do that?
You're kind of a jerk. You're kind of a jerk, Chelsea.
Because he was saying this is the first man-only phone show in a while.
Oh, well, fuck that.
I keep expecting...
Sausage party ruined.
Jesus. We're all about to circle jerk.
I keep thinking Chelsea's avatar is gonna start moving around because you guys all are. It's really throwing me off, Matt. Thanks a lot.
No,
she doesn't turn on her video very rarely.
Well, not when I'm sick like this either. I look like shit.
I'm just expecting her picture to start moving.
What do you care what you fucking look like? We turn our shit on when we look.
Yeah, because...
I look like ass, man, but fuck, it's on, dude. Fuck.
Yeah. How you like my haircut, Chelsea?
Oh, shit. It looks nice. You look slick.
And a button-up shirt.
Look at you.
Very suave.
Man, what, you going clubbing tonight there, cowboy? Shit.
Dickie.
Oh, man.
In inside out long underwear shirt. This is my fancy beer.
Oh, is that a thermal?
Fancy beer.
Dude, I could not find your beer here, man. I'm going to have to travel further away to a bigger beer store, man, because... Yeah, they don't have they have Milwaukee's, but they don't have Milwaukee's best ice, dude. I guess I'm going to have to put in a request at the places I buy beer at.
Dude, try
if you
want to
make them hate
clearly,
you.
Clearly says 5.9%
Try Winn-Dixie.
I'll try Winn-Dixie, but I seriously doubt they'll have it.
Try Piggly Wiggly.
We don't have no Piggly Wiggly here.
That's over in Georgia.
We had Piggly Wigglies in Texas. We also had another weird note named Skaggs Alpha Beta.
Oh, my God.
Like, what a weird name.
In Mississippi, there were beer barns. You would drive through it was a drive-through liquor store beer store.
I used to go through the drive-through ones in Pennsylvania.
And they wonder why their DWI rate is high.
So
you only have to get out of your car to get a six pack.
Texas used to have where you could just call your people nigger.
Yeah, call you, you motherfucker.
I just want to say I'm proud to be black.
Mm-hmm. Rock and roll.
Wow.
Black power, yo.
Yep, an African American Indian Native American. If that makes any sense.
Dude, what the fuck are you calling on, dude? Because you sound faint and
yeah, you don't sound like you're screaming like Rob does.
Hey, Rob, if you just listen, you can understand him quite fine. His ears are sensitive because he's fucking blind. For Christ's sake, you insensitive bastard!
I bet Rob's racist too.
No, I'm not. Come on.
With that kind of hillbilly fucking voice.
Whatever, man. No, you're a racist for saying for the hillbilly voice, man.
It said
that's true.
Cool Rob was a backwoods boy, and he got on me about that.
He made
no,
that's
what he meant.
Showing how to make different nooses.
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, okay.
He was like, this is a lynching noose. This is decapitation. This is a slow death noose. And he's sitting there playing the thing all the time.
Sounds like we got a prank call going on.
This is Amanda.
Okay, yes.
Sounds like we got a prank call going on.
Is her last name Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw her earlier as well.
Because I'm looking for Amanda.
No, it's Galloway.
Yeah, because I said the shitload of stuff earlier. And I remember seeing her. Because she was like my new coworker.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hey, gee, there's a big surprise.
What, you were looking for OpenBook earlier?
Yeah. I must have saved I don't know how many numbers, dude. Yeah, I was doing multiple searches, and yeah, I have a whole big old text file full of them, dude. But they're probably all asleep now.
Yeah,
you could also search Facebook itself just for the brick is dead or something like that. They always call them bricks.
Oh, this girl's name is Heather.
Oh,
it's gonna be one of those.
The end of that chapter.
It's gonna be one of those nights.
Well, I gotta do some research on them, because this one chick posted her number, and then her friend posted her number.
Matt's echoing.
Oh, no, she didn't post her number, but then on the posting on her Facebook, her friend posted the number, and that, so that would make an interesting call. I mean, it just has to be planned out, and, well, I mean, I'm a lazy ass motherfucker, so I gotta plan my shit out before I do it, man.
Yeah. Well, lazy people don't plan things out.
That's what I was gonna say.
Well, babe, I will say you're
lazy. Because you're always rocking that goddamn V-neck. So, like, that does scream.
I had a nicer shirt on earlier, dude. It's like I'm winding down to go to bed. I'm wanting to go to fucking bed, dude. This is a shirt I'm gonna wear when I go to fucking sleep.
I love the South, man. I love the South.
I just slept in this whole outfit 6 hours.
Her name's Kay.
Yeah, it was gay.
Ew.
I'm dreaming about eating cocks.
Kay, about that life, Gotti.
I was having crazy fucking dreams.
But the person you called has a voicemail box that is not set up yet. Goodbye.
Oh, darn.
I was afraid of that.
Check out her last name. She could have us hit.
I know, I was looking at it. I was like, oh shit, just kidding. She's about that life, though, so.
About it. Big murder.
A macaroni, Luigi, Mario.
Oh, wow, this guy looks scary.
Pizza pie.
Speaking of ballers.
Ballers.
Message.
I don't know what this cat looks like here.
I'm a baller.
Micah Biffle.
Middle of that, I'm a baller, so I'm gonna call him.
You have reached the voicemail box of 4-2-2-7-3-4-3-7.
So, Legend, are you ready to go to the hospital?
I'm going to be.
You should start driving there right now.
No, I'm going to.
Hey, Trevor.
We want to.
Hey, Trevor, is that a commie flag to your left?
It looks
my
like
right.
It.
Well, it's the left on the screen.
By the way, since the topic of Mario Brothers came up a couple seconds ago, if any of you guys go to audiogames.net, there is actually an accessible Mario Brothers game out for the blind now.
Holy shit.
There's actually over 390 different accessible games out there for the blind, especially there.
What is it? Is it a, where do you,
oh, no, it's
do you play it in the browser?
Yeah,
you can play it on the browser,
does it say, like, does it say, like, something, does it describe it to you, or do you just
it does it via Sappy Sound and Sappy.
I wonder what would happen if you fed TTY Quake into it.
And you did say Quake. There is an accessible audio Quake also.
I want to hear that. I want to hear audio Mario.
Well, that sounds like a plan. As a matter of fact, I do not have it installed. However, I will send
you it's a program.
On Skype for you guys.
Oh, wait, maybe I can look it up on YouTube. Maybe it's on YouTube.
I sure
don't send it on Skype. It'll take fucking forever, dude.
No, it took a day
for a flake, a little audio file yesterday.
Yeah, Skype is slow on transfer.
That's on your little.
Oh,
network.
No. Well, it's going to do okay.
I mean, I'll get them in decent time, but yeah, Skype is slower compared to straight.
I mean, FTP, you're on a slow connection, aren't you, Matt?
What?
You're on a slow connection, aren't you?
Or phone connection.
He's a low connection.
5 megabyte per second one.
I'm on 4G.
Oh, that's
why he's low.
No, break out the Jinbei drone.
They've been throttling now.
Where's your Jinbei drone?
The Jinbei drum is actually right in back of me, but as it is,
go wild, play it right, wake your family up, play it right now. Bang that bongo hard, G.
There's nothing on YouTube.
Is there?
Alright, I'll play a little bit, but not too much. Yay. I will say, though, I do not have a YouTube account because I do not have a camera.
Ah, yeah.
No,
good
I do
reason.
Not have a camera.
You could name
if you want me to, though, I'll send you guys a Dropbox link to it.
Yeah, I'll take that. I mean, I'd like to to see what that's like.
I just found.
I'm very curious. Like
that can be the new background.
What do they say?
There's
a turtle in front of you. Jump!
It's coming closer. Jump! Goddamn it!
Blind guy. It actually sounds better on the live. But since we're doing it via phone, I don't think it'd be a problem. Okay.
What the hell just happened?
I have absolutely no idea.
That was Tombstone. I couldn't understand him, though.
Tombstone. I'm waiting for the Jinbei. Although
now
sound.
He loves me.
At me. Whoops. Yeah.
That's...
This drum, by the way, is about half the size of me. That's how big it is. Yeah.
Sounds like it tires you out moving it.
Well, it's not that hard to move. So let me put you guys on speaker, so this will be a little bit easier. Oh, and I'll close the door.
Hey, don't forget to close the door.
Hi, Chelsea in the Holiday Inn.
Yep. Damn, my walls are fucking badass.
Hola.
This is my,
Just look through my old pictures, and, like, you can see, like, it's, like, almost, like, the same color from the Holiday Inn.
Shut up, Matt. He's playing the Jimmy drum.
Yeah.
Just for a second.
God damn it.
Encore.
Yay.
Encore. We didn't hear it.
not be more jammy next time. Yeah, it's like not nighttime. But just wanna give you a sample.
That's a sample of what's
this
to come.
This could be a beginning of a
sample.
New game
sample.
Show. This could be this could be PLA Idol.
Thank you, guys.
Hey. Wait, well, we need Legend. Can you sing your song then, buddy?
Oh, yeah. Legend needs
no.
to sing.
Come on, fucking cunt.
Take your phone, Holiday. Put a link.
Hi there, hello? Holiday. And I need to be... do you have one of those layouts for the room for under the motif of Johnny Cash? You know?
Oh, no. You have me confused with the motel. This is a gas station, actually.
No, dude, I need a room. I need a room. Hey.
Oh. Okay, then call the Holiday Inn. Just
well,
like,
I called the Holiday Inn, you answered. Do you have a room, a single room, smoking?
No, this is the Holiday gas station.
I mean, do you have a room? Yes or no?
Yeah, I have a room in my apartment, because I'm a gas station clerk that works at Holiday. Gas station.
Okay, how much is it a night?
I don't know. Call the Holiday Inn. Hey, I gotta go. I'm getting customers. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I am a customer. Wait.
Fuck you, queer.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Yeah, right, motherfucker.
Ugh. Man, that guy had to run along, didn't he?
Too bad. Phone's gonna ring.
Oh, Legend. Sing it for us. Come on, do it.
Legend, you have to sing.
Can we get a whole recording? Are you fucked up enough? Now that Brad has the recording, do you need the words printed out in front of you?
No.
Sing some Johnny Cash again.
I'll turn off the music in the background.
I walk in a burning ring of fire. burn.
We want to hear her.
Yeah, you're really good at that one.
No, I'm not. I'm in the spotlight here. I shy up. Don't do that. Call the gas station again. Shy. I want to get a room at the Holiday Gas Station.
He gets all shy dick and weird.
All right, I'm calling.
Do that with the goddamn. He doesn't do that with Cuban prostitutes. I've seen on cam.
You guys looking for, by the way?
This is another Holiday. It's not the same one.
Holiday Station, sorry, this is Nisha. How can I help you?
Hi there, ma'am. I need to find out, have you any vacancies for two people?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have any vacancies for two people?
Oh, this is the Holiday Gas Station.
Well, this is Holiday Inn, right?
No.
Well, I need to find out, how do I get down to the Holiday Inn? Do you have any room?
This is a gas station. We're not affiliated with them at all.
Well, why the name the Holiday?
I don't know.
I mean, why you name the Holiday if you're not an inn?
I mean, you know, this rolls off your tongue. Holiday, Holiday Inn. So how much are those rooms there?
Well, this is a gas station.
Well, is there any room for me to rent in there? I just need to have for two people. We on the road.
No, there's no rooms here.
Can I kind of like pitch a tent in the cooler?
No.
Why not? I'll give you $20.
I don't know. I just can't do that.
$20, and all you have to do is wake me up at 5:30 before the next shift comes in. I'll get out of there. You'll have $20.
Okay.
Will you really let me do that, girl?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
I can't. Are you just kidding with me?
No, I'm on the road. I need room for two people. This is a Holiday Inn, right?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
What's your name again, girl?
Phoenicia.
Well, you at work, right? Can we use your house while you're not at work? You know?
No.
I just need a room for the night, me and my woman.
There is a Holiday down the street from us, a Holiday Inn.
You give me the number?
Actually, I don't know their number.
Are you sure this ain't the Holiday Inn? You're just giving me the number of the gas station.
She's getting near the runaround because you're white.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get her a room, man. She's doing all this racist shit.
At the Holiday Inn!
Who is this?
My name's Leroy. What's your set?
What do you care, you racist?
What? We're all just crackers to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, we need places to sleep, too. And I'm trying to call the Holiday Inn.
Well, I can look up the number for you.
Well, would you?
You better.
Yeah, I have a customer, just get... a minute.
Hurry the fuck up.
Hey, this is the customer survey. This is the customer survey now. Hey, Chelsea, it's great. Like, every now and again, your fucking, your microphone looks like a fucking, like, you blacked out your one eye. like you're wearing, like, blind kid, like, cross-eyed glasses.
And I think it really is black.
That's you're the cutest of Borg.
She's hiding behind the glasses.
I am Lacutus. Hey, girl, you got that number yet? Yeah, I need my room.
So did you need the number for the Holiday Inn?
I need the room. Yes. It's a motel, right?
Yeah, the Holiday Inn is. This isn't.
Okay, do you have three-way calling?
No.
Ma'am, do you have a continental breakfast there?
Calling? What's the number then?
Ma'am, I just need to know what's included in your continental breakfast. Can you?
Well, I can give you the number to the Holiday Inn and they can tell you.
Can you just tell me? Quit making
it
difficult.
I don't know.
Quit making things difficult. I just want to know the answer.
It's kind of like,
hey, sweetheart, like you never spent a dirty night at that motel, you little cocksucker. What are you fooling?
Oh. Matt always knows how to get rid of it.
Matt.
Whatever.
Like, yeah, exactly. Whatever.
It's hard to look up Holiday Inn in that town.
Right?
Like, I've been trying to look up Holiday Inn around the Rocky Mountains of Colorado lately. Or, like, Arizona.
I don't know. Maybe.
If you mention Strawberry Shortcake and Holiday Inn, man, I know it. Oh, God.
We should call that Holiday Girl back.
Do you visit Holiday Inns because they're all designed the same?
Well, I'll see if I can find a close one near Denver/Colorado.
I got the reference legend. That's all that matters.
I did too. Hey, legend, are you still following around graffiti artists?
What?
Are you still following around graffiti artists and writing spit on their shit?
I don't know why. I have to figure it out.
You feel like a belt. And you gotta get the little tussle in there. I'm getting more beer. I'll okay. be back. I'll mute.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Holiday Station, sorry, this is Misha.
I didn't get that number from you.
Well, just a second.
Hurry the fuck up.
I'm just saying that wasn't me in the background there. That was somebody else. Don't confuse his ignorance with mine, all right?
Okay.
Yeah, you dumb bitch.
That wasn't me either, so don't blame that on me.
She's giving us a hard time because we're white.
Fucking whore.
Racist.
Child molester.
Never keep that
number. She's gone. Crap.
Oh no, she switched it over to the fax.
Damn it.
Yeah, I think she call a pain to the eardrums.
She picked up the phone to dial Starfire.
Would you can like record an MP3 of a black page? Is that the line?
What?
Repeat it again.
I didn't.
Are you asking me a question?
What did you say, Legend? I didn't understand that.
No, couldn't you record a fax machine sending a black page and just blow it back?
Oh, I don't know.
You can hear the tones.
Yeah.
How do you hear the tones on the fax, though? I mean, because once it connects, you can't hear anything.
Huh? Well, no. Well, we tap the line.
But usually, if we're calling their fax and it's picking up, oh, wait, you're right. Yeah, we'd be transmitting. This is just too complicated.
Just do what I do and use one of the free online fax services to send Word documents that are just black.
I think there'd be too much interference from our voices, Legend. Wouldn't there?
Yeah, it'd have to be done on a separate thing.
We'd all have to get acoustic couplers.
Because the other fax machine, all it's waiting for is a confirmation, telling the computer, I'm ready to receive a fax. Send it. All I have to do is just play it. It should work.
You can receive my fax all day, old man.
I don't know if the other fax machine sends fax back to the other fax machine, but well, it does.
I'm looking for a holiday in Hawaii.
A holiday in Hawaii?
Cock holiday? A kid.
Let me talk to that girl at Holiday.
All right.
Holiday Station, sir. This is Misha. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Holiday.
Hi.
Hi. Were you having problems with the gas pumps there? It seems like they've all been reset or something on our computers. It's showing that.
No, they look like they're working. We got a couple of people up there pumping.
Oh, I think that they're probably going to experience a shutoff. You need to go in the back room and reset all the switches for us.
Okay, right now?
Yeah, if you could just go back to the breaker.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my supervisor, Legend, walk you through the steps. Is that okay, Legend?
Very well.
I don't think I can handle it. Oh, I'm just talking to my coworker.
Oh, okay.
His name's Legend. Once he got a grade school full of kids to organize in an auditorium, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I did. And they call me Commander Crippen.
What happens when you sneeze?
Okay, so I slipped down.
Just like pretty much Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Legend.
I'm sorry, now you did what now?
I flipped the breaker.
Okay. Did it reset the pump?
Yeah, it's resetting them right now.
Okay. Does this usually happen? Does this need to be reset often?
No, not really.
The computers are on the store circuit breakers, though, so she needs to get in the breaker box for the store and flick all the switches in that one to reset everything.
I have a customer. Can I have you hold for a minute?
All five.
She's lying. She's like ringing people up. She didn't flick shit.
Holiday Inn in Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm looking for their phone number.
Legend, can you get her to shut off her power? If someone was in the middle of pumping gas and they hadn't paid yet, aren't they going to get free gas now?
Yes. But
let's pretend the answer is yes.
She didn't turn shit off. You can hear her ringing people up. She's a lying cunt.
Yeah, but there's separate breaker boxes for the pumps and stuff.
She's not flicking shit. She's on to you.
No, that's crazy talk.
Yeah. No, you can tell.
You can tell.
I mean, I could hear her pushing the fucking cash register.
It's clearing on my computer over here. It still says the error is still going on. So
yeah.
She might have to do the power switch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Might have to switch everything off.
The cunt needs to hurry up, too.
Yeah. Lying slut.
This is the night that Brad Carter adopted the word cunt.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What have everyone I know knows the way you can go.
My empire of dirt
farts. Farts.
Whoops.
She's working on the customer.
Hey, Tony, I was wrong about the hotel. This is a Holiday Inn. It's a cheap hotel next door.
She's just gonna wait till you hang up.
She's at the hotel.
Just yell at her.
Let's
call her back.
Let's call another.
Hang up and call her back.
Let's call another Holiday while we wait for her.
Good idea. Better idea.
Finally.
I know that'll turn out good.
Hey, this is the operator. This is a fraudulent call.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah.
Is a service shit operator? Did you say service operator? This is a fraudulent call.
I'm calling Holiday and Pines.
I mean, I need to find out, you know, the other Holiday, how much is it, you know, when you go in there and do what you need to do. So?
What's that?
When you go down to the Holiday and need to do what you need to do, you know, how much does it cost?
Cost for what?
Cost to be at the Holiday Inn.
This isn't the Holiday Inn.
Well, it says Holiday.
This is a convenience store.
I know, but it says Holiday. So how much is your room? Do you have vacancy?
This is a convenience store called Holiday.
They're just prank calling you.
So it's all vacant. You got a lot of room.
We just got tattled on.
I found that Holiday in Honolulu 1-800 number, in case you guys want it.
Hello, sir?
They're gone. She got on the phone and told
them. I can't be calling both back.
It's 1-800.
Isn't this just the reservation line, though?
No, this is the front desk.
Oh.
There
what?
We go. Come here.
I'm going to be at the hospital before too long, and I'm going to be up on Dimmerwald. Did you?
You should go to the
hospital. It's 1-800, it's 1-808. All
oh,
right.
That works.
1-808-9-6-6-4-6-4-6.
Okay. Legends, you should go to the hospital while you're on the phone with us. We want to hear it live.
Yeah. Yeah, put on the Ustream client and broadcast from your phone.
All the gory details.
Hello.
Hi. I need to be. I'm a phone technician with Holiday Inn. That's the ticket. And I need to be transferred to a random room that has a guest in it.
You have the wrong number.
No, I'm calling. I'm calling the Holiday Inn.
I'm sorry. This is not a business. This is a private resident.
Ma'am, I need to talk to your supervisor.
You're full of shit. You're
oh,
lying.
She's still there.
What was that?
Let me double check that using a different voice.
But who was that? Did she answer as the Holiday Inn? I'm so confused. Legend disappeared. We gotta call him back.
Miss Huxtable?
This should dance around at the beginning of every half hour.
She hung up.
And then she's secretly jealous that her husband gets to work out of the house. And she has to go out and litter it up to feed all their goddamn shine kids.
Easy, easy. I should be a little bit better to understand here. 8-0-8-9-2-2-4-6-4-6.
That's not what I called before?
Doesn't sound like it. It picked up with a private residence.
Oh.
I was using a different thing, so it kind of muffled the numbers.
Chelsea, you should be a corporate person.
Aloha, Holiday Inn Waikiki Beach Home Resort. This is Jen. Hello?
Hi, I'm a corporate person. And I'm calling because we're having... we're testing the phone lines and stuff. You know? So I just need to be transferred to a random room. And it's a completely reasonable request, so don't deny me.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't transfer you to a random room.
No, it's for a phone test.
A phone test?
Yeah, I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yeah, what's your name?
Dave.
What's your last name?
Dave.
Yeah, usually we can't just transfer, and even if it was from our corporate office, you know, usually we'd be given a heads up, so, or I would at least be given your last name.
Trevor, she's not buying it.
I don't know. I was trying to
get it. How you doing, sweetheart?
I don't understand what I do wrong.
Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
We are calling from the corporate office, and we are all sitting here in the conference.
Oh, you need to stop that one. Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, baby.
Do you guys have a real request, or, you know, if you don't, I actually have other customers to tend to?
Yes, I do. I have a question. Can I run a room?
What can I do for you, then?
Can I run a room?
No.
I've got all these servers. I'm going to need to use your Wi-Fi there.
So you want to run a room?
Right. Do I have to stay in it?
What do you mean?
Well, I just want to store some stuff there.
Yeah, you have to be a guest.
Okay, well, I mean, I could pop in once every, you know, 2 hours to see if it's all still there, but I'm gonna have to take the bed and everything out. Can I do that?
No.
Oh. Well, what if I pay double?
No.
Triple?
No.
Well, you're just being unreasonable.
Wow. That I won't let you take the bed out of the room for storage?
Can I speak to a man, please?
No, it's...
I can talk to you over to our reservations. Hold on one moment.
No, let me talk to a man.
No, fuck the rest.
She's just trying to get rid of us.
She's trying to, she did.
I ruined that whole call.
Damn her!
I love how RBCP always forgets what he's doing 5 minutes in.
You should do the side.
Hello!
Yes?
What are you doing to us?
You tell me, why are you calling? Are you going to make a reservation?
Somebody chime in. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, can we talk to a man, please? You obviously don't know what you're doing.
What's happening now? Where are we being transferred?
To a man.
We're rocking and rolling. We're moving up to corporate land.
For quality assurance.
Yeah, record it for quality assurance. What? Speak up, God.
Come again? Yeah, what's up? Come again.
This is Hertz Reservations. Can I help you?
Hertz Reservations. Hi.
Yeah, I guess so.
Why does it hurt?
Hey, is it possible to rent a van to fill it with servers and war drive all over the streets?
I would say so, yes, yes.
Answer the question. Hurry up.
Speak up, stupid.
To participate in a very brief automated survey about your experience with us today, please press 1.
I hung up.
How did we end up at Hertz?
I think
yeah, what the fuck?
That's just the first thing she could think of to get rid of us.
The Holiday Inn, like, said, fuck it, talk to our reservations. The reservation, fuck it, talk to the car rental. Let's play again.
The Holiday Inn is only after the holidays.
And
thank you for calling.
That's what I like to hear, yeah.
There. It's as good as it's
going to get. Thank you for calling Motel 6 Coeur d'Alene. This is Julia. May I help you?
Hello, could I have room 135, please?
Yeah, hold on.
God bless.
I don't have anybody in that room.
Not in room 136?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Oh, what about 108?
You know the name of the person you're looking for?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office. We're doing a telephone test. The lines have been messing up. Is there any way, could you just transfer me to a room that has somebody in it?
I cannot do that.
It's for a test. I'm calling from the corporate office, so I order you. I command you.
You command me?
Yes.
To do something? Well, I'm sorry.
I command you to transfer me to the first...
But I am not going to do that, so unless you have a number I can call you back at, you're out of luck.
So if I do let you call me back, then you'll put me through to a room?
Yeah.
Okay, 505-796-4020.
And is there a reason why we didn't know our phones are going berserk?
I guess you just haven't noticed, but people are reporting it.
And your name?
Roy.
Roy?
Roy.
Hi, Roy.
So you're calling right back?
I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, hurry up. Bye.
The clock is ticking.
Tick tock. Tick tock.
You think she'll really call back?
Who knows?
No.
Neither.
No, yeah, that was fun.
She's probably Googling the number right now.
She's going to call during another call and be like, sir, they're pranking you.
The one, like, the one night we had that operator on for, like,
yeah,
an hour.
That was great.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Spokane. If you know the room...
Spokane? I thought it was Spokane. Shit.
You know, Samantha thought it was pronounced Spokane.
Oh, she's just a dumb Canuck anyway.
Yeah, she is. No, she was really, really surprised to hear me pronounce it with two syllables.
Hello, and thank you for calling.
I hope I didn't dial the same number again.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in the Valley. This is Christy. How may I help you?
Could I have room 125?
Hold on.
Okay. They haven't learned anything from Dex.
It's too easy.
Pick up 125. Come on.
Hi, Matt. What you doing, Matt? Matt, you're muted. We can't hear anything you're saying if you're talking.
Matt Haylock, I command you to unmute yourself immediately.
I think he's just fucking with us. He's not really talking.
my USB ports are like getting loose. I need to widen the fucking thing.
Ah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, this motel won't answer. I guess I need to call somewhere else.
Because I drank way too many beers way too quick. Fucking plastic.
Oh, hey, by the way, I got more Sudafed.
Oh, nice, right. I thought about buying some today, but I didn't.
have you been mixing it with alcohol?
Hello, and thank you for calling.
It's the only way to do it.
Sudafed weed. That's a goddamn good time, man. What the ring? Is that a ring? Hello!
I tried room 224.
I don't know why it's not ringing.
The hell's breaking loose, man. Goddamn riots in the streets.
Try again.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel.
Oh.
What the
fuck?
like the end of that chapter.
Oh, that sucks.
Do you think we're blocked or something?
Maybe.
I mean, they turned it off. I can't believe they're using the automated thing again after, you know, a couple of years ago.
I know.
Thank you for calling the South
in Independence, Missouri. Exit number 12 on I-70. If you know your party's extension,
fuck you.
To speak to hotel.
I'll transfer you now.
Yay.
You better.
But nobody's like standing these joints.
Hello? Hi? This is James from the front desk?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I don't even know how to tell you. I need to put my supervisor on. Cool Rob? Cool Rob?
Yes. Hello, sir.
Yes.
How are you doing this evening?
Who's this?
This is Leroy Jackson. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Okay.
And how is your restaurant running there, sir?
It's a Motel 6. They don't have a restaurant.
What?
Don't mean dumb shit.
What?
That was
Dude, see, that's what happens on multitask, man.
Independence, Missouri. Exit number 12 on I-70.
I didn't know where I was, dude. Okay, so now I know we're home.
I thought.
We should just
124.
Keep me on this shit, man. Y'all think I'm no, I'm scatterbrained doing other shit, man.
We should all take.
Hey, Brad.
Yeah.
224, right?
I think this is 121.
121. There'll be nobody there.
Let's just do an endless loop of, oh my gosh, I can't tell you. I got to transfer you to my supervisor.
That's what I was actually thinking.
Well, I'll take turns. And it's like hot potato. If they hang up on you, then you lose.
Exit number 12 on I-70.
I'll transfer you now.
What's this?
Motel. 120. Four, I think.
What?
124.
Who's starting?
I can. Nobody's gonna pick up.
Nobody is freaking shit.
Yeah, it's Kansas City. You'd think it'd be kind of busy.
Oh yeah, you think Kansas City?
Thank you for calling with traffic.
1-2.
Are you doing? Can you find the Las Vegas, Nevada one?
Yeah. Good idea. That is a really good idea.
That's the best idea ever.
It's the best idea ever.
Hi, this is Mark from the front desk.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I don't think I'm. I have to tell you. I better get my supervisor on. Here's Chelsea.
Okay.
It's okay, Chelsea. Well, let me put my other supervisor on.
Hello.
It's not
this
Brad.
This is Chelsea.
Hi.
Here you go, Chelsea.
I'm doing all right. Dear God. Matt. I'm gonna put my supervisor Matt on the phone. He's gotta deal with this. I don't even know what to say.
Right. Hey there, Chief. Hey, we've got complaints from a couple of surrounding rooms about the noise complaints.
Noise complaints?
Yeah.
I have
noise complaints and smell complaints. No. No. This is the adjoining rooms complaining about excessive marijuana smoke and loud noises.
I can assure you it's not coming from my room. You can feel free to come down here and smell if you want.
Speak up. Talk louder. God damn.
Well, we can't come up. You need. How about you come down to the desk and talk to us?
Okay.
Because this is like, at this point, this is like, you're about to be tossed out and the police might be called if there is contraband in the room.
You're coming for this. You're talking about room 128, which I just checked into not 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, but it's fine. Could you just come downstairs, sir?
I'm sorry?
Come to the desk.
Okay.
Could you just come to the desk, please?
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Hurry the fuck up. How did he believe any of that?
Las Vegas, Nevada phone number. I don't know if you need it.
Oh, yeah, Las Vegas. That's where I'm supposed to call.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Independence, Missouri. Exit number 12 on I-70.
I'll transfer you now.
Okay, I'm going to call Las Vegas next.
All right. What room is it?
Huh?
Oh, hi, this is John from the front desk.
Hi.
Yeah.
And that's my coworker Matt. I'm going to put Matt on because I can't handle this right now. I can't deal with it. Matt,
okay.
You need to deal with it. You need to talk to this lady and tell her what's going down.
Yeah. Ma'am, it's kind of an awkward situation. There's been complaints in the adjoining rooms about loud, they claimed sexual type noises and excessive marijuana smoke coming from under the door. The sexual
noises.
You
can come in here. We're all, her and I are laying down.
No. Well, that's usually where the sexual noises
that's
come
kind
from.
Of the problem, ma'am.
Yeah, because the only noise that we're hearing is from the room that's right before us. I guess it's 129.
Oh, so
we have complaints about 129.
You think they're trying to divert that?
But 129 is.
You are free to come down here. Hello.
Well, can you just cut out the fucking noise?
No, ma'am. Could you
yes.
just please come to the desk and talk with us?
Yeah, sure.
All
right. No problem.
Well, bring her with you.
My name's Matt. I'm
sorry?
At the desk.
Bring her with you and your luggage.
My name is Matt. I'm at the desk.
Okay, I'm talking. I'm hearing two different people.
Yeah.
That's because you're stoned.
It's mine. No.
I'm sorry?
It's my coworker, and he thinks that he's
God,
the boss, but he's so his own.
Stop smoking dope at our hotel.
Hey, just come down here and talk.
Hold on, is this one of the gentlemen that was up there when we switched rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, could you just please come down to the desk and we can straighten this out?
Yeah, sure.
Just an awkward situation for the phone. All right, I'll see you.
Yeah,
right
no
way.
Problem.
All right. Hurry the fuck up.
God bless.
Okay. The number for Las Vegas, Nevada, Motel 6 is 7026. Yeah, hold on. Scratch 6. 7980728.
Wow, I'm fast.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6 Tropicana, Las Vegas. Press 1 to reach a guest room. Press 2 for...
Please press the first four letters of the guest's last name.
Oh, great.
Shit.
Smith.
Please continue when you write the guest's last name, followed by the pound sign. Please enter the guest's first name, followed by the pound sign.
God, I don't know.
Yeah. Vegas is on too much lockdown, dude.
I'm sorry, there's no matter of Andy Leonard. Press 1 to try your radio again.
Try like Atlantic City or something, dude.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
Arizona?
Reno.
I don't know.
No, Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Ah, New Jersey. Gotcha.
I don't see any there.
The Borgata. Or the Trump. Whatever.
Here's Georgia. That's close enough, right? Atlanta.
Sure. Whatever. Doesn't even matter anyway. What happened to Legend? Did he go to the hospital finally?
I don't know. I tried to call him back.
Thank you for
calling downtown
Atlanta.
I hope so. I'm worried about him.
Downtown area. Mm-hmm. You know your party's extension number. You may dial it at any time during the day. Please hold while I transfer your call.
Alrighty.
Hi, Matt. Hi, Chelsea.
I like how everybody is still gone with the Chelsea thing.
Chelsea.
Chelsea.
You're the kind of dork in a Rocky Kansas shirt.
Shut up.
Give it up for your favorite sports team. Ping a purple, ping a purple, ping a purple, ping a purple.
No, I don't even like the Wildcats anymore. That's why I wear it to bed.
Wildcats, that sounds like Kentucky, man, when you say Wildcats.
We got Wildcats, we got Jayhawks.
So by getting to caress your bosoms all
thank
night,
you
that sounds like Wildcats.
What?
Just agree with them.
Yeah, sure.
They get to just hug up on your rack all night. That's how you show them they don't like you don't like them. They're like, yeah, just hug my titties till I right sleep. That's how they show I don't like
them. I like how that's really confusing.
Pink and purple, pink and purple.
No, it's purple and white. Purple and white.
Two hues. Something, something. Wait a minute.
Yeah, for a Motel 6 New Jersey website, you'd think it'd be more accessible. But anyway. Okay.
Okay.
This is for the East Brunswick, New Jersey. Motel 6.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Motel 6.
Okay.
The best lock
in this catch got all the numbers.
Hold while I transfer your call.
Do you have one of those, like, Braille keyboards?
No, I'm using DuckDuckGo, actually.
Oh, okay.
You're using what?
Uh-oh. Yeah, DuckDuckGo.
Hello?
Hi, this is James from the front desk.
Hello?
This is James from the front desk.
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me? Turn the phone the other way. What was that?
Sir, please answer the phone.
Thank you for calling.
Why couldn't he hear me?
He's a fucking stoned kid. What's going on? I just got my dick wet tonight.
I don't think there's anyone in that room. Here, I'm calling New Brunswick.
Okay. 732.
It's dialing. I got it.
Oh, all right.
Ha ha.
Hello.
I win.
And thank you for calling Studio 6, East Brunswick. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling,
Studio 6.
That's me and the guy. Right. Movies that everybody wrote.
Everyone's tired.
Hi, this is Kalina. Please leave me a message. I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
What? She set up a voicemail? Who does that?
It's somebody who's been staying in the hotel for a while.
She lives there.
I mean, you have the option of setting
up. I've heard a motel secret.
Dude, let's call the Killer Robot Hotel.
Who even uses their Motel 6 number?
Let's call the Killer Robot.
Okay. Let's make a new Killer Robot Hotel.
Yeah, good idea.
A new Killer Robot?
We need to do something right tonight.
Thank you for calling Studio 6. Studio 54. Yellow.
Yeah?
Hi, this is...
Yeah, hello, sorry.
What?
We're calling from the front desk.
What?
We're calling from the front desk.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are, motherfucker.
Phone loser, perhaps? call up Frick Dex.
I think that was Dex.
And keep calling him back.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 60.
I'm calling his room back.
It's Studio 56, not 54. I can't have copyright issues.
Listen, don't call the fucking room. You got it?
Why not?
No.
The whole hotel has a trace on you, fucking loser.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Hey, he knows we're fucking losers.
He's on to us. Fucking son of a bitch, goddamn.
You better stop.
Call him back.
Man, I didn't know the whole hotel had a trace on
him. I get to call it. All of the neighbors.
Calling
Studio 6, East Brunswick. If
you know
the room number of the guest you are calling, please enter it. Will this him again?
Yeah. Just keep calling him no matter what. He's probably unplugged his phone now. I hope there's two phones in the room and you had to hear it ring again.
Yeah. All the neighbors. All the neighbors.
Okay.
Hello,
and thank you for calling.
That's the guy from Frankenhooker.
Oh, okay.
And me. And I look very happy to be hanging out with him.
Hell yeah, you do.
Your call is being in.
Come on.
Fucking cunt.
Have you gotten a chance to write room 229 yet?
Thank you for calling.
There's 229.
And what room is this?
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail.
That right.
Yeah, I think
Did they turn them all off?
They must have.
Well, I don't know. It might have just not been a used room. Chelsea's so tired.
What?
You're so tired. You just keep yawning nonstop.
No, I'm just sick. I get like a
scratching.
She's
dope sick.
All that Sudafed.
She's scratching her heroin marks.
I got the PLA.
Yes, hello. Hello. They had
picked up. Oh, shit. Oh, well.
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6.
Wake up, Rob.
Ping a purple, ping a purple.
Hi, this is Kevin from the front desk.
What?
I'm calling from the front desk. This is Kevin.
Yes.
We've had a lot of noise complaints, and we're gonna have to ask you to cut it out.
I'm sound asleep.
Nope.
There's been no noise, and I hear no noise.
We've gotten complaints from either side of you, both sides, and people walking down the hall.
It's totally impossible.
They're all
11 o'clock.
They're all goddamn that guy in 110. Every single one of them. So I don't think they're all lying.
They say you're masturbating furiously.
And loudly.
Cut it out.
It's disgusting.
Wait.
He didn't know what the fuck.
Oh, and listener, he just knows that he heard way too many people fucking talking. Oh, shut up. I'm mute.
Oh, who cares? It was fun.
It was fun. But I want him to go bang on that dude's... Yeah, bang on that other guy's door.
Yeah.
I could be the guy from 110.
If they could resolve it.
Hello,
right,
sorry,
now.
Sorry, I missed your call. Leave a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Wow. Jesus.
Really?
What?
They're all sitting around.
Yeah. No, it's our good bitter.
Thank you.
Dude from 110.
What?
They must live.
Char could be the dude calling from room 110 from a cell phone. Because his fucking phone is working in there because it's all fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn, it's a piece of shit. My damn phone isn't working. I'm having to call you from my goddamn cell phone and...
Hello, ma'am? Sir?
Yeah, they hung up.
Oh.
No, goddamn.
I think Wednesday needs some pizzas.
Shut
the fuck up.
And thank you for calling Studio 6, East Brunswick. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling...
Why is it called Studio 6?
Yeah. It can't be Studio 54, yet they're cocaine friendly.
I can name Studio Ropes.
Your call is being answered by the guest voice.
That's
true. That motherfucker needs to be surprised.
Who? 110?
Hello, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
I think... Let's call 119. That's the one that was yelling at us. Let's see if he's ready to pick up yet.
What do you think would be next to 117?
Yeah, definitely. I tried 121, and that didn't answer. So let's try 117.
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail system.
Awesome.
The person you called is unavailable.
Okay, 117.
What the trap, buddy?
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6, East.
Trevor still on?
Yeah.
Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Well, Patrick's picture is so fucking hilarious.
Hey, I know, isn't it?
What picture?
Yeah.
Patrick Stewart is
the voicemail system.
And then the quote says Gandalf. Patrick Stewart is fucking great. You might as well have done an RIP goodnight sweet friends letter.
All right, the last one I did was I used Oprah's picture and did a rest in peace for Whitney Houston.
Yeah, for Whitney. Yeah.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Wonderful.
To who?
Just a guest.
Huh? Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the front desk.
Excuse me?
I said I'm Kevin from the front desk. Let me get my supervisor since you have such an attitude. Just a minute. Go ahead, Trevor.
I do not have an attitude.
You do have an attitude, ma'am, and you sound drunk.
No, I do not have an attitude, sweetheart.
Oh, you are drunk, though.
Excuse
realize there's no
me?
Drinking in the hotel.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Yes, you're going to have
Excuse
to pack
me?
Up your bags right now and get out.
Are you serious?
I am absolutely serious. I lost
we don't allow drinking on the premises.
Or that's heroin.
Right.
What? Can I speak to the manager?
I am the manager.
Well, why do I have to go right now?
Because you've been drinking. No drinking on the premises. We are a Christian company, ma'am.
Unless
a
you bring
Christian
us...
I was drinking before I got here.
If you bring us some heroin, we'll forget all about it.
Excuse me?
So you drove your car drunk?
What? Excuse me, can you say that again?
So you drove your car drunk?
No, I caught a cab here.
Oh, sure. Likely story. Still, we don't want your kind here.
Wait,
we're trying to create a family-friendly environment here.
No, I definitely did. I caught a cab here.
Ma'am, do you know where we can get some heroin?
Excuse me?
Is there any chance that you're turning tricks?
Is there any chance that what?
You're turning
tricks. That you're a prostitute. Like, why else would you come drunk to a hotel at night and attack that
Is drug? There any chance that I'm a prostitute? No, yeah. I'm not a prostitute.
Because I got a 20 down here.
I'm just saying, like, maybe we can work something out instead of having to throw you out.
No, like, are you serious?
Yeah,
Well, then you gotta leave.
Oh, she's gone.
Oh, she is a prostitute. She's running down the stairs right now to the nearest emergency exit.
Fleeing with her hefty bag full of clothes.
You know, for some reason, I think I turned this half show into a 90-minute one.
Yeah, you big jerk. God damn it.
You and your Jimmy drum.
One thing I hate is blind people.
Oh, we all do.
Oh, yeah, so.
That was the first room number.
Are
you calling her back?
No, this is the next door. Or across the hall, I mean. It's 106.
Hello?
You can't fool me.
Hey there, Chief.
Is there a prostitute running down the hall? sorry.
I thought that was one of you answering.
Okay, every time I try to talk, somebody else wants to be all fucking cute. Y'all do it.
My bad, man.
A guest.
Fuck you, whatever. There's a clever boy.
Let's yell at them for not setting up their voicemails.
It's a requirement. That way if there's a fire, we can identify them.
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is unavailable.
Call the horvac.
You are being transferred to a guest.
Let me try to reach the horvac.
That'd be crazy if they actually had it set up, their voicemails. Instead of saying a guest, they had their name.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, they're gone.
End of that chapter. Okay, you keep on running. Right. Okay, yeah.
are being transferred to a guest.
Why can't you say you've been transferred to a spaceship or something?
That would be awesome.
If somebody draws pictures of spaceships, don't say it's good for a fag. Because you'll get banned for
I'm sorry,
on
the person you're trying to reach is...
Gotcha.
How about we get the desk and what was the number of my room? What was it?
Being
what was the number of the room?
What's that?
Just call the desk and give me the number of the prostitute room.
Oh,
let me handle it.
Okay, it's 105. I'll call them next.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the front desk.
What?
It seems that you haven't set up your voicemail yet on your phone system there in the room. You need to do that, like, right now. You know, just dial into it and record your name and your message.
Okay.
Because I noticed when I called just now that it said a guest. Oh.
He's like, okay.
He's probably trying to figure out right now if he really should or not.
Nah.
You are being transferred to the operator.
105, right?
Yes.
We make very happy here at 1126 East Brunswick. This is Alexa speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, there's their business. I'm calling about the bitch up in 105. It's one of my girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know she's been working tonight, but...
Do you know her name?
She ain't been out with... Her name's fucking Candy to me. But she ain't come out with no money. And, like, I know she's been working. I know she's turning a couple tricks. So, right. I was wondering if maybe you could just go bang on that door and just tell her to get down with the money.
Well, where are you?
I'll be pulling up soon. I'll be pulling up shortly.
I don't think that you should come here.
Why is that? I got money to collect.
Well, there's cops in the parking lot.
Okay. Whatever. I ain't done nothing.
Yeah, but if you're gonna come here,
she's a fucking dick for a living.
Hey, whatever she wants to do, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever. I get my percentage.
Is this a prank call? Because if it is, it's really unnecessary.
No. It's not, are there really cops
in
the
parking lot? How would I know that you're lying right now? Can you tell me what town she's from? Can you tell me anything about her so that I can know if you're lying?
Jesus Christ, I can tell you I've met her on the streets.
Well, she's crying right now.
Crying on the bus stop.
Well, what does she look like?
Here, talk to one of my other girls.
Well, she's drunk right now. I saw her earlier tonight, so...
Do you know what she looks like?
She's fairly... She's, like, 5'5", 5'6". And, well, she's stumbling around. She's drunk as fuck. I hope you know. So I'm going to say that right now. So you should probably do something about that. I mean, it's probably not good. But, you just get her down here?
No, I can't. I mean, I can't.
Why not? It'd be so much easier.
Hey, look, bitch. Just connect me to 105, then.
Alright, the cops are outside, so I wouldn't come here.
Okay, yeah.
Can you connect
you
us to her, then?
Outside.
What?
Cops can eat balloons just like anyone else.
What did you say?
Can you please connect us to 105?
105, baby girl.
Hurry up.
Hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes, do it.
Your voice activator isn't working anymore.
Hurry the fuck up.
Our voice activator?
My voice what?
He's trying to die out of the door. Fucking
she hung up. What did she
say? Oh, by the way, Bookapoo wants to get in on conference.
Tell him to call
being transferred to
phonelizards.org on Skype.
Okay.
Or that other thing.
Or some phone number that is really fast.
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm gonna put my supervisor on just a minute.
I own you.
Yeah, hi. This is Matt. I'm on the front porch.
Who?
We've had a lot of complaints about you. This is Matt at the front desk. Can you please come down and speak to this?
I'm coming right now. I'm gonna gather my things and put my clothes on, okay?
You don't have to pack. It's alright.
No, you don't need to gather all your things, but put your clothes on, just come down the top. We just got some talking to do, alright?
Okay, I'm coming right now.
Then we're gonna hug afterward.
Excuse me?
Oh my god, just hurry up.
We're just gonna talk.
If you're not here in 5 minutes, we're kicking you out.
Man, you guys just totally confused the fuck out of her.
Hi, Bookapoo.
You are being transferred to 1, 2, 4.
I hope she was talking about our voice activated thing.
Yeah, what was she talking about? I don't get that.
I think it was voice activated. The voicemail.
You are being transferred to 1, 2, 2.
What happened? Yeah. How long ago did you say you were going to call the brain one in?
How come it
stopped? Last week.
It stopped saying a guest and now it's saying their room number. That's weird.
In panic mode.
Oh, maybe that's what she meant. That maybe she took it. She meant she took it off so we couldn't find people's names if they set their voice.
She meant voice menu, not voice activated, or something like that.
She's dumb.
God.
Yeah, why do you keep in? Okay, where's the one?
Here's a new one.
What makes it happen? I'm all done. Fix the satellite. This is Tanisha. I'm gonna help you.
Could I have room 107, please?
What?
107.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
In the room 107.
I said 112, dummy.
112. What room?
112. Stupid.
112?
Yes, 112.
You said 107.
No, I said 112. 112.
All right, hold on, please.
God, you're dumb.
Excuse me?
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Oh, bravo, eat you up, dude.
Mm-mm.
What'd you say, motherfucking goddamn job, turkey? This
oh, hell no.
You gotta call the sonic doctor. And get ready for the sensor button.
She's gonna be in a bad mood all night now.
Yeah. Is it again?
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, shit. What just happened?
Don't mind the fire truck.
Don't mind the fire truck. What?
Yeah, we got a fire station over here.
Chimbay drum.
Don't worry, you'll get your recording later today.
Can I get it off iTunes? Call yourself Jimmy Jerry.
What is it, still Motel 6?
Yeah.
Can you call that Sassy Broad back?
Okay. Okay, I'll do it. I'll do that now.
Yeah, she's fun.
Yeah, you've been calling fucking Braidwood Inn for fucking 20 minutes, and you haven't done it.
Braidwood?
Oh, dear.
Same shit.
That was a big drop almost.
Here's the front desk lady. That's
oh, the sassy one?
Yeah. What the fuck is that noise?
I just went through the hot water. Shit, of course she ain't gonna pick up. Cause my dick got off my head. What's up, sugar bitcher?
Just kidding. I'll be right back. I have to kill a spider.
Hurry the fuck up.
It's like right next.
Good luck. Don't kill spiders. You
kill spiders
ever. Right.
Yeah, be like that guy on Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I don't ever kill spiders. I do because I eat them. I eat them just to freak people out.
She's not going to pick up anymore.
Hello. Yeah, I'm stupid coon shit. How do you get a car you think's a little bit weird? You just say, fuck it, I'm not picking up the phone the rest of the night. And that'll work with your boss.
Spider's dead.
Hello.
Good job.
Spider-Murder.
You make that happen at Motel 6 with Gataway. Just Tanisha, may I help you?
Hi, can I have room 112, please?
Nobody's in that room.
Oh, 113?
Oh, you cannot.
114.
How you doing, Seth? Why didn't you? Tell me that's the brand I wanted to talk to. I think you fucked me over on this last one. Like, you called some other bullshit, and then, like, all of a sudden, you call someone, you can ask for a room. You can ask for fucking 20 of them. Fucking bullshit. That might be the love of my life right there.
Yeah,
how you doing, sugar?
Hello.
Can we talk for a moment?
No, we cannot.
Please.
Oh, come on now. We were just calling, just fucking around. But you sound very lovely and just wanted to talk to you for a minute.
Well, I don't want to talk to you, so have a good day.
It's gonna have to keep running like,
She's gone.
That bitch is right. Fucking hard to get.
She sounds like she's the same one as before.
It sounded like plank. Where's the sound effect, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Let me stop this
door. Smoke weed every day!
Hello, and thank you for calling Studio 6 East Brunswick. If you know the room number of the guest you are calling, please.
We should just call. Well,
Cooler Rob's out.
He's been out a few times. I don't know how he does that.
Cooler Rob's figured out, yeah. Dude, he fucking every time I grab a beer, he grabs two.
Your call is being answered by the guest voicemail system.
No.
Yeah, by the way, that's a smoke every day, cool P. is from the next episode by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, in case anyone's wondering.
I know. Exactly.
From the Chronic album.
Our office hours.
Oh no. Done by the American Negro artist Dr. Dre.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you eating, Chelsea?
Sour Patch watermelon candy.
Awesome.
You are being transferred to the operating room.
Scrumptious.
Stereotypical fucking nigger.
I'm making happy here at Motel 6 in New Brunswick. This is Alexa speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, this
is... Hey, Alexa.
Can I help you?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Motel 6.
Yeah.
Were you having problems with your computer there? It seems like none of the orders are coming through.
Yeah. That's what's happening.
Yeah, no, for reals. For realsies.
I'm sorry?
Why do you sound so doubtful?
So doubtful?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea why.
I don't understand.
You don't?
No.
I don't either.
Wow, we're like twins.
You like what?
We're like twins.
Well, I'll have the manager call you in the morning, Kevin.
Okay.
All right.
I can't wait.
Bye, twin.
Hey, dear, can we talk to you for a minute?
Not right now, actually. So I'm checking out some guests.
You're...
Hey, listen, we're
so
going to call... Ma'am, we're going to call another Motel 6, and you have to be quiet.
Yeah.
So don't say anything. Shh.
She already knows.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
Oh, she hung up.
She's checking in on it.
Brad fucking caught in a red stick. Like, you're fucking bullshit.
Good evening, Dan. Speaking, how may I help you?
Hey, Dane.
Wow.
Hi, Dan.
You sound more excited about picking up the phone. Holy shit, how are you tonight?
If I come down there, can I do a line with you?
Well, what?
Do a line with you.
Yeah, we've been having some problems. Hello. So super excited?
Hello?
It's 1:44.
What room is it?
1:44.
1:44?
Yeah. I'm taking a shit. My friend Matt's in the other room. We're both on the line.
And we're like, fuck that goddamn cocksucker at the front desk. He's so goddamn happy.
He's doing coke down there without us.
1:44 don't exist.
Actually, there's nobody in 1:44, if I'm not mistaken.
Exactly. Uh-oh. Well, maybe we broke it, but don't tell anybody. All right, man. Don't tell anybody. I got a
big old bag.
There's nobody in 1:44.
We're squatters.
Exactly.
We didn't tell you.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We hacked the key card thing.
Jesus Christ. This is some fucking don't answer the phone shit. The goddamn call's coming from inside the building. Dun, dun, dun.
We're in the dumpster.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
11 o'clock tomorrow morning? Okay. Did you want your
you want to call back tomorrow morning? You are such an ignorant fucking prick. Really?
He's talking to someone else. Matt.
Hey, are you guys really in 1:44?
Yo,
yes.
We hear you've got the best coke in the hotel.
We're pretty out here. Our buddy is fucking. He's
come look
fucking
if you don't believe
dormant
us.
Sometimes.
Sir?
You guys haven't paid for that room. Y'all need to leave if y'all are really in there.
No, we're not leaving.
Oh, no, we're not really in there. We're not really in there.
We're calling to invite you up to party with us because you seem like a neat guy.
We're already in here, so you have no legal right to throw us out. It's against the law.
You've got 60 days to throw us.
Squatter's rights, motherfucker.
I already stain the sheets.
We got mail sent.
We've marked our territory. If you know what I mean.
Everything's been dated
out. I'm glad you think I'm a nice guy, but if you guys haven't paid for that room, y'all really do need to leave.
Well, come
we'll
and make us.
You. We'll hey, slip you a 50 bill.
All we want
or
is the cocaine.
We just come up and party, and we'll just let the goddamn Mexican broads clean up our mess tomorrow. Like they're going to anyway.
It's my buddy's bachelor party. Matt's getting married tomorrow. We're just trying to show him a good time.
Yeah, come up. We got the hose coming soon. Come up, dude. How many motherfuckers are going to check in? Just leave your cell phone number on the desk.
Just leave a note on the counter that says, be honest. Like in quotes.
Thanks for the invitation, but I'll decline at the moment.
All right, we'll give you some money before your shift's over. Hey, for keeping quiet.
Hey, is that because you're a gay?
Talk to you later. Ciao.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. I miss him already.
There's Conjure. We should do 137, man.
He's going to, go up there real quiet and open the door and see if anyone's in there.
We should do 137.
Why 137?
Is it 137 or is it 237?
137 has been
released. It's the shift from The Shining.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Charleston North. If you know the room number of the guest, you'll...
Yeah, that's a high number. I don't...
What?
Oh, shit.
Is it 137 or 237?
It's 237. 237.
Yeah, that's the crazy room from The Shining.
Have you seen that documentary they're making about it?
I couldn't find those videos that you... Not those Shining ones. I couldn't find them. Like, in the thing.
Have you guys seen the trailer for the documentary they're doing about room 237?
No. Mm.
It looks awesome.
I've seen the thing music. It was just like
that. Oh, your microphone came unplugged, Matt.
Oh my god. Matt, you sound like you're in the water.
I unplugged it because I thought I was echoing.
No, you weren't echoing.
Do I still?
Am I echoing tonight?
Hey, water.
I always echo.
No.
It seems like Yeah, it seems like mine. I gotta just unplug every now and again. But yeah, the music for Room 237 was different from the whole rest of the movie. It's some crazy rock song.
Oh, weird.
Well, I heard the Shining soundtrack. There was only a certain amount of copies made, and it was apparently it's really rare. And I honestly think it's one of the scariest soundtracks I've ever heard.
But it's freaky as fuck.
I love that. I fucking love that.
Is there a torrent of the soundtrack?
Oh,
maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, I guarantee it. I've torrented scary songs and got
Motel 6 Downtown. This is Tom. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with Motel 6. Were you having problems with the computer there? It seems like none of the guest orders are coming through. Here on our side.
What type of problem?
Well, it seems like none of the orders are coming through, the reservations and stuff. Do you have anyone staying there currently?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Which room numbers? No. Tell me all the room numbers.
Sorry.
And then I'll believe you.
Happen.
Then I'll believe you.
Matt!
It's weird that Matt and Chelsea left at the same time. It makes me wonder. Yeah.
So then which one is it making the noise?
It's me. But I'm fuck that guy. He wouldn't bind it at all.
I don't think I'm too convincing tonight.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Salt Lake City.
I wouldn't recommend that was good.
This is room 105.
237.
That's too high of a number. We could try it. If it's really filled up, maybe it'll be taken.
We need to call bigger hotels.
I'm calling Salt Lake City right now.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
Oh, fuck.
237.
Wow, but Chelsea sure is loud.
I know, that's disgusting.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going tonight?
All right.
This is Frank from the front desk. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ivan.
Ivan, how you doing tonight, man?
Alrighty.
Listen, we got a problem with the TVs in your room and the room right across the wall from you. And we're going to need you to do a little technical work tonight.
Alrighty.
Alright. Did I wake you up?
No, I'm watching TV, actually, so... Alright,
cool.
Asleep.
Well, dude, I'm happy to hear it is working on your end. Alright, then here... I'm going to need you to go behind the television and let me know what you see behind there wire-wise, you know, colors.
Okay, well, because yeah, I'm using my TV, so I'm not using your guys's, so you think that's the problem?
Uh-oh. That sounds like it could, could be an issue.
That's unauthorized. Yeah, we might have to talk to him about that.
All right, I'm going to go ahead. What kind of TV do you have plugged in there?
It's just a TV with a... Cause we're watching a DVD player on it. Hello?
What's the model number? What's the brand name is really what I need to know.
Well, the brand
you might be what's throwing off our circuits because it's okay. Messing things up.
What's the brand name?
It's an RCA.
All right.
An RCA, that's an old brand. That could be doing it.
Yeah, do you just want me to unplug the cable wire and put it into your guys' TV?
Well, just let me know what you have.
At this point, I don't know what you're going to do, but we've got, like, upset guests all around you because they're trying to get their pay-per-view smut late in the evening, and it's coming in, like, double scrambled.
All right, well, you guys come up and look at it if you want.
All right. Can you unplug your TV?
Yeah, I'll just do that then.
All right. It's an RCA and it has a DVD player built in?
No, it's my own DVD. It's you just connect it to the TV.
Jesus.
Wait, how big of a TV is it?
What's that?
Come on, is this like an all-in-one unit, or is it like a big TV you carry around?
It's just like a 27-inch.
Like a console TV from the 70s?
No, it's not no console TV.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph. We're going to have a problem up here.
Yeah, the bandwidth alone is killing. That's just sucking everything up.
I think he's cost the hotel like $23,000 at this point.
What's that?
Got a 27-inch TV in there with the DVD player that's not ours.
Does not compute.
All right, well, hold on. Here's my wife. I'm lost.
That'd be lovely.
Hello?
Hey.
Ma'am, we're going to need you to break a window.
What?
I'm sorry. Let me give you my supervisor. This is just beyond my capabilities here. I'm sorry. Let me get the supervisor.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello?
All right. We understand you have a television plugged in there in that room, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What brand is the television in there?
It's an RCA.
It's an RCA, and we understand it's 27 inches.
Wait a second. You're supposed to be a wife, yet you sound like a tranny.
What is it?
No. Oh, you're a store-bought wife. I understand.
Well, I guess we're going down this road. Listen, man, we're going to need you to unplug that television. Your incompetent husband could not handle really what we put before him, but a couple simple tasks here. First of all, we're going to need you to unplug the RCA television. And I don't know, what's the condition of your hotel television currently?
We need her to point it to the southwest along the equator.
Do you have an antennae?
Get a life.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Get a life. Bye.
That cranny's got balls. Come on, Brad.
What?
I said that tranny had some balls.
Oh, she sure did.
And you didn't give me a rim shot.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, quick, that tranny had some balls. I'm gonna mute myself right quick,
folks. Okay.
Matt's all about the sound effects tonight.
That's tranny.
Yeah, really. I noticed.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6.
Next room.
That tranny has.
Hey, Matt, why don't you get a life?
Hello.
Hi, we're from the front desk, all of us. There's a problem.
A big one.
Excuse me?
We're really pissed at you, sir. Here at the front desk. Chelsea, sit on your hands.
Don't make it escalate to stage two. Your neighbors, they have unauthorized, like pirate TV, and it might be screwing with your TV, and that's why you've been having problems. And we heard you may be
watching it, so you need to stop. It's illegal.
Yeah, we'd like you to come down to the desk and just sign a disclaimer that you didn't watch any of the papers for free because they hooked a box.
I'm watching boxing right now.
Yeah, yeah, pay-per-view boxing.
Did you pay for it?
No, it's on HBO.
You have to pay for HBO.
Did you watch any pay?
No, I'll tell you exactly what channel it is.
No, hey, just come down and just because we want to really prosecute these people, and if you just come down and sign a thing saying that you don't have the pirate box, right, but they do.
All right.
So come down to the desk, please. Thank you.
All right.
Hurry the fuck up.
God bless.
We need to tell all the guests not to watch the pirate TV station.
I need to call every room.
Cool Rob, wake up.
Wake up, Cool Rob.
Leave me. He's like a little fucking sweet baby Jesus in the manger.
I wonder if I could wake him up with like a really loud phone slam.
I don't think you can.
Everyone brace yourselves.
It's not loud enough.
Yeah,
now it's going to be louder.
Oh, wow.
And what's to say he didn't turn his speakers off?
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel.
We need a lot of people at that desk talking about the pirate TV. Signing disclaimer.
Hi, this is Mark. I'm in the room next door. Yeah. Can you shut the fuck up? I'm trying to sleep.
You got the wrong room.
Speak up, I can't hear you.
You have the wrong room.
No, you're in...
Hey, fuckhead.
You're in 112.
Sorry.
I don't think it was going anywhere.
You wanna...
Hello, and
you
wanna...
You went off, mission.
I did? Oh, yeah, I sure did.
And then we're supposed to have a gaggle of people going to sign this disclaimer.
Hello,
they don't have the pirate.
More beer.
It's too late for beer. I'm gonna need to quit. Chelsea stopped yawning so much.
What?
You stopped yawning so much.
I know. I've been pumping sugar and caffeine into me, so I'm all right.
Good.
Nothing, for right now, anyway. There's nothing like a sugar caffeine enema.
Just in time for me to hang up and go to bed.
She's pumping it with her foot. Pumping it in right now. That's why you can she can only show her top half.
Motel 6?
Hi, could I have room 117, please?
One.
Wow, okay.
Beautiful.
The complainers haven't arrived yet. Or maybe she's just too busy with them, so she just did it.
Hello?
Hi, this is Thomas from the front desk.
Yes, sir.
We have a guest in the hotel that's set up a pirate television station, and he's broadcasting on our network. And we've had some reports that you're watching it, and you need to stop. It's illegal to watch pirate television.
What is pirate television?
You know, when you turn on your TV and you watch unauthorized channels.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, you know, you're doing it. We can tell.
How?
Our records show that you're watching that station right now, and you need to stop.
Station 31.
No, you're watching.
Well,
you're watching.
Ma'am, even if you haven't watched, because what he did is he set up that you can get the pay-per-views for free, and we'd like you to come down the desk if you can.
And prove
and just
yourself.
Sign a paper saying that you weren't watching it, just so we can prosecute him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we do that in the morning?
No. The cops are on the way to get him. So we need all these depositions signed.
So we need to come up to the desk now.
Yes, please.
Yeah. If you could, please, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you got to prove that you're innocent.
Hurry the fuck up.
Is this boring? Should we quit? I should probably quit soon. I gotta get. To sleep.
I don't think it's boring at all.
No, like, I'm enjoying
the
it.
That,
I'm enjoying
the fact
it.
That you can make people like do something. It's hilarious.
You're creating like clusterfucks down in the front office.
Let's make them break windows. Let's make someone drink their own pee. Let's set off some sprinkler systems.
Yeah, hell yeah. Let's set off a sprinkler system.
We're getting like that now.
Yeah, we've done everything else.
I didn't know we were. I guess if you want to, I'm down for it.
It's time to take the next step.
I concur.
Hotel 6, Storm, how can I help you?
Ma'am, I need you to set off all the sprinkler systems.
Shut off all those sprinklers?
No, turn them on. Like, take a broom and start beating at the sprinkler things. We're from the, you know, we're from some kind of corporate testing company. Just do what I say without question.
Yeah, we've turned it off. So we just
no, come on. Go. Let's convince them to do it.
No, I'm not going to call another one. I just tried and it didn't work, so... What can
I
do?
I'll do it. Let me do one.
No.
Let me do one.
No, we tried. We know that we're
going to
fail.
I don't
time.
Think a failed Hello? Attempt counts as...
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Could we have room 119, please?
Is this a prank caller?
No. We're for reals.
Because you just called just a few minutes ago?
No, that wasn't us. We need room 119. We're different people this time.
I just heard your voice first.
It's some other guys.
Yeah, they just sound a lot like me.
Yeah, we're completely different
pranksters.
You just
called, and you're a prank caller, and I'm notifying the police.
No.
Okay,
hey,
please do.
Hey, ma'am, could we hang on while you notify the police?
Yeah, put us on three-way.
Could we hang on while you notify the police, and we can visit?
Can we talk to the police?
Oh, yeah.
No police. John. I don't want to talk to the police.
I do. I love talking to the police.
That'd be awesome.
So do I. I always love discussing it with them.
I like when we do the customer surveys at 7-Eleven and they give us the cops.
Yeah.
Let's do one then. So I haven't called a great one.
What's that?
Conveniently located near downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Lane Don speaking, how may I help you?
Could I have room 112, please?
And do you have a name?
Nope.
Do you know who you're calling?
Yep.
Then I
somebody that wanted a delivery, so could just
Excuse
we're
me?
In the parking lot. Somebody that wanted a delivery and we're in the parking lot.
You can give me a name, then I can put you through.
Yeah. The name's John Doe. There you go.
Sorry.
But there's a lot of money in snakes here.
Aw.
Fucking cunt.
Oh, she totally didn't buy it. I believed you, Matt.
That
was a he.
I still believe you.
He was like the first one to ask for a name the whole fucking night.
Hello, yeah. And yeah. Thank you for calling Motel 6, Coeur d'Alene.
Oh, I think it's going to the desk again.
That bitch. What's her?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just need to talk to the chick in room 111.
I need a name.
Her name's Rebecca.
Sorry. Wrong number.
Wow, you fucking cunt.
Did some
kind of memo go out in the last, 10 minutes?
Sorry, folks. I'm having trouble unmuting the call.
Oh, we can't hear you.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think.
Braid was thin. The robots. Part 3.
Oh dear.
Killer robots. Killer
robots. Do you want to do that again, Matt?
Yeah.
Matt, I heard the one today where the pylons call.
Hello.
Weren't you on the phone with us for that?
Can. If you know the room number of the guest you're calling.
You were with us when
we
did pylons.
I know,
we're
going to try killer robots with these people?
Sure.
Thank you for calling.
Hi, could I have room 110, please?
I don't have a room 110.
I said 119, dummy.
Give me the name of the guest you're trying to reach, please.
No, just put me through to 119.
I need the name of the guest you're trying to reach, please.
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office. It's for a test. It's for a phone test thing.
I see, but I still need the name of the guest you're trying to reach.
The broad that we met at the glory hole. You fucking stupid goddamn clock blocker. We want to finish the...
Well, oh well.
Dude, I think my memo went out.
You think what?
A memo went out.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like Dad. In the last hour.
What?
Like urgent.
Call the number.
Urgent.
Call the number.
Alright. You can't do anything
urgent,
crazy.
Urgent,
I won't
urgent.
Do anything crazy.
Emergency.
Since you're all.
Emergency.
Since you're all itching to set off fire alarms and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Killer robots.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Christina. How may I help you place your order?
Hey, Christina. This is Derek from the corporate office. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Listen, we're having a problem over here. And you're on the boulevard, correct?
What?
You're on the boulevard, correct?
No, we are not on Las Vegas Boulevard. We're on Decatur and Hacienda.
Okay, okay, good. Well, then... No, I'm looking for you guys, but I just... We're having a problem over here. We're not getting any of your orders this evening, at least for the past 45 minutes, and it just seems strange, given your location, that you're not having any orders tonight.
I am having orders tonight.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, then I just need the telephone numbers from the orders from like the past half hour, 45 minutes.
I can't give that out.
You're a cunt. Never mind. Hang up.
Beep, 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 boop. We are still around. Beep, 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 boop, boop.
That was amazing.
We are robots. Beep, pop, boop, 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 pop, beep. I've even been doing robot hands. Beep, pop, beep, pop, boop.
It's like a robot musical.
All right, I'm going to go, guys. I'll catch you later.
No, Trevor. Just one more call. One more call.
Don't go. Two more. One more.
Yeah, three more. Just three more. Just three, four more. Five. Five or six.
Boo-boo-boo-boo. If you look at your picture, this is wrong. It looks like a hairy vagina.
Hello. Thank you for calling Motel 6 Tropicana in Las Vegas.
What? No.
Press 1 to reach the guest room. Press 2.
We already tried that.
We didn't. Why, you still haven't called the fucking killer robot hotel.
I don't know what one that is.
You well then why didn't you just tell me that a fucking hour ago? Somebody would have fucking found it by now.
I know it's in Nashville, and didn't it used to be a Motel 6, but it changed or something?
Yeah, it's the Braidwood Inn, I believe.
Oh.
Conveniently located near downtown.
Good try on Domino's, not Brad. I think the giggling gave it away.
Thank you for choosing Domino's. This is Christina. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Craig from the corporate office with Domino's. Were you having problems with your computer there?
No, I'm not. And stop calling me.
Oh, no, I'm a different person this time. I'm not the same guy.
They're on to us.
I didn't know I was calling the same one.
Oops.
Yeah. Whoopsie doodles.
Bebop, boop, beep, bop, boop.
No, call back and have Chelsea place a really big order to like some hotel in Las Vegas.
A big order? Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like a lot of pizzas.
Where would she send it
to?
No,
they'll call back if you do it for over three pizzas.
The Bellagio. It's a hotel in Las Vegas, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Beep, bop, beep, bop, boom, boop, bop.
They just called Domino's. We're currently closed.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm trying to place an order for delivery, and I'm in a hotel. Is that a problem?
No. You know what? We actually are currently closed, though.
Yeah, that was his first line, is we're currently closed, you dumb shit.
You're currently closed?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Can I come down there, break a window, maybe take the leftovers?
Yeah. Go ahead, right. Do so.
All right, man. So sounds good. All right, later. Bye-bye.
We're from
be there
Papa
in 2 minutes.
We're going to fuck that joint up.
Place the order anyway.
It's retaliation.
Did he really tell me he was closed in the first?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
You missed it.
Yeah, he had said it.
I didn't even hear
it
that.
It sounded like he said that they were kind of closed or something. He's
no,
like,
he
that's
said
what
we are
like.
Currently.
Why did he answer the fucking phone then?
Yeah, what did it
could have been corporate.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sorry. Our call center is currently closed.
Aw.
No.
So does anyone else see Bugaboo's picture as a hairy vagina with an eyeball next to it?
I think that's just you, Matt.
I don't even see his picture in general.
You've had like four too many. Because it's Jesus.
Nobody.
I'm pretty sure this is Jesus.
Okay. Whatever.
I'm just trying to see the see what you see, and I can't make it happen.
Where his hair like curls. It looks like a fucking hairy little hole.
Matt, you're just horny. That's all it is.
So, like, the part where his neck and his hair is?
No, that's part above it, right next to the eye. It looks like something you put your cock in.
Oh, well.
Yet it has an eyeball that would watch you while you do it.
Oh, speaking of which, I saw a Serbian film last night. And there's this end part where this guy, he had something wrong with his eye and he didn't have an eyeball in it, and this guy stuck his dick in it.
Oh.
Yeah,
it was weird.
Don't tell me that.
No.
Yeah,
it's called skull fucking.
Yeah, well, I
didn't like the movie because I didn't find it grimy enough.
I thought it was stupid. It was like Inception. Yeah. It was like a guy trolling a guy, trolling another guy, trolling a guy to fuck people and kill him.
It felt like it was trying too hard to be gross.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see, like, the baby fucking scene, though, because I got cut out.
You had the censored one.
Yeah, the UK-US version.
The baby fucking scene. It's like, it just looks like a doll. And, like, I don't even care. They could have fucked her real big. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I heard it was so fucking fake. It was hilarious.
But it's like, like, I argue with people because they hate it, like, over like, that kind of stuff. Like, really? Yeah. Like, fucking a baby? And I'm like, I don't like the movie, but I'm like, that's not the reason to not like it.
Right. It's
boring.
Thank
you for calling Domino's Pizza. The next available team member will be...
Woohoo!
Well, it's
here's
like,
another great Domino's deal. Two large, two topping pizzas for only $8.99 each.
Made,
two pizza
it's
minimum.
Made well,
please suggest
and
more.
It's, you know, it's kind of, it's like neat. It's kind of
our third
neat.
Featured offer it, is one large, two topping pizza.
Domino's
like
Pizza, sorry, we're closed.
Hi, this is James from the corporate office.
Wow, really? You're closed, yet you put people on hold. Yeah, is that what you do?
You win.
No luck on the killer robot hotel, by the way. I've been searching three search engines. So.
You're searching for the killer robot?
Uh-oh.
Robot hotel?
No, I was searching for the killer robot hotel, but no luck.
What the
motel,
fuck?
Motel 6 in Nashville.
No. It was a Bravewood or Braidwood Inn.
Yeah, but it's I remember it was listed as a Motel 6.
Was it?
Yeah, that's
the
how we...
The poor guy's blind. He's doing the best he can. He's doing
is that the
better.
Killer, is that the killer robot crackhead hotel?
Yeah.
Doing it via the keyboard, by the way. I don't use the mouse.
I'm trying to... I
very
don't,
fast on this thing.
Trying to find Braidwood Inn. Baymount Inn. No. Maybe it wasn't Nashville... I think it was Nashville.
No, it was Nashville, Tennessee, room 114.
We just don't know which hotel.
You didn't put that
it
in
was,
your
book. It was conveniently located near downtown. They like to mention that a lot.
Nashville.
Cool Rob, wake up.
Oh, look, he slumped over
shit.
The other. Oh, wait, he's moving. Cool.
Sounding like seizures and shit.
Hey, what does Book of Pooh's new picture look like to you, Matt? Is that a pair of tits there?
No, it's like a cartoon thing. But, dude, I can't believe I was the only one that saw that.
I really tried my best. What?
Yeah, so I'm just a fucking degenerate, all right?
I knew
I like how Bookapoo changed it right after we discussed it, too.
Yeah.
I should kick Bookapoo off because he's not talking.
Bookapoo's an all right cat. I like him.
Does he ever call in, like, and talk? Because this is the first time that I've ever been on a call with him.
Bookapoo, talk.
God damn it.
Yeah, who is this
His
guy?
His mic's probably not hooked up again.
This skeevy little motherfucker.
Like I only ever talked to him through like tiny chat.
Stick your tongue in the USB port and just start talking.
Skeevy little motherfucker.
Book of Fool will kick your fucking ass.
That's right.
I just don't know who he is.
He'll draw a picture of you.
He drew a picture of me in like holiday, I think.
Oh yeah.
It was really weird, I think. I think that was, I don't really,
he does pictures of
it,
everyone.
But... of what?
Of everyone. Like just people in the chat and stuff. They're awesome pictures. Sometimes.
I saw this one with like a raptor that I really dug. It was like Raptor Jesus or something.
I think I saw that one.
Well, after typing in Nashville PN in the Killer Robot Hotel, the phoneloosers.com is the first result.
Yeah, that's the only result.
I wonder why. I'll check my phone book. Maybe I've got it in here. I doubt it, though.
We all used to call it so much.
There's Randy Dandy's phone number.
Hey, what's the area code for Nashville? I might just have it in here.
615.
Okay. Because I don't label things, but I do have the number. Right, 612 615.
Yeah, it's probably a good time for me to get down and sleep and stuff. I have to get up early.
Yeah, sounds good. It's
1:20
mountain time anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, Carter.
I ruin all the fun. You guys can take over if you want. I can just leave my Skype running so you guys can chat.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm going to head myself anyway.
Yeah. But I can call out.
I'm going to get some sleep myself.
Yeah.
What about you, cool Rob?
Hey,
are you going to go to sleep?
If you leave it going, can I still call out?
No, I'd have to...
We'd all have to hang up. You'd have to call him and then call people.
Okay.
Can we all scream at Cool Rob?
Yes.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Well, Cool Rob!
Wake up! Damn, he didn't even flinch.
No, he did that for like 6 hours during the marathon. I left and he was like that. I came back and he was like that.
I don't know how he can do that. I can't fall asleep sitting up.
Neither can I.
But usually I have a beer in my hand and then like as it starts to like tip, I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck? Alright. Boy.
Well, good night, you guys.
Night.
Jeez.
Good night. Sorry, Matt. Don't be sad.
Hugs and kisses. Love it. It's all right. I'll see if any of these other cats will talk to me for a minute.
I think Chelsea will.
I'm always
yeah.
And not Brad.
She's my buddy.
I think Cool Rob will.
There's a magic on your show tonight, after all. So.
Cool Rob will hang out. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Colorado.
Hey. Yeah, you're welcome. And, name's either Trenton or...
Colorado.
Trenton either way.
You fucking rock.
I like this Colorado cat.
Awesome.
You should do it again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I should be like a milkman and just,
Fuck you, Colorado guy.
Wow. Please.
All right, bye, you guys. Night, everyone.
Saturday I took a walk to Zipperhead. I met a girl there and she almost knocked me dead. Oh, drop girl, please look at me. What do you see? Let's travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin', so we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents for a Sunday meal. Her father took one look at me and he began to squeal. Punk rock girl, it makes no sense. Your dad is the vice president, rich as the Duke of Earl. Yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl.